Hello, my friend. We are talking today about what in the world to do when it feels like nothing is working in your business. And I really wanted to talk about this today because it is something that keeps coming up with all of my clients, with a lot of my biz besties, and so many people are experiencing this. And so I wanted you to know that you are not alone, and I wanted to share exactly what I do and what I teach my clients to do when it feels like nothing is working. So there's going to be a mix of tactical things to do and some inspiration, like you are not alone. So let's dig in. This is the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a podcast for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a profitable and productive business that you are proud of. On this show, we explore entrepreneurship success stories, but not just the highlights. We get into the nitty-gritty details so that you know more about the path traveled to achieve that success. See, I'm on a mission to help you never feel like a failure again when it comes to achieving your goals. And so much of that is setting realistic expectations of the effort needed, goals that align with the season of your life, and ensuring that you have the accountability in place that you need. So on this podcast, you can expect real conversations, practical tips, and lots of encouragement along the way so that you have everything you need to follow through and actually achieve your definition of success. So if you're ready to go from unsure to unapologetic, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. So there's three things I want you to remember in this season. And the first I even said in the intro of you are not alone in this. And I know that sometimes that's even annoying to hear because it doesn't take away the fact that you're in a tough season. And I just want to recognize that because sometimes I say this and I'm like, you're not alone. There's a lot of people going through this. Like I talk to my clients about this a lot. And I even tell myself this, Amanda, you're not alone. Everyone else is going through this too. Sometimes that is such a pain to hear because it doesn't matter that other people are going through it, but it really does. When you really sit and think like, okay, it's not just me that's dealing with this. And at this season, so when I'm recording this, we are at the beginning of 2024 and it just feels like the world is upside down. It feels like things are not working like they ever have before, both in business and personal life. There's so many things going on. And so when I think about, okay, we're all navigating this, I'm able to lift my head up, and hopefully you are too, and to see the landscape of what other businesses are doing and how they're shifting too. And it's really, really interesting because you'll see there's a lot of layoffs happening. Okay, that's a big indication that things are not working like they used to. When companies are having layoffs, that is a big indication. And it's not just like one company. We're talking, there's been a lot of layoffs in the last 6 months or so. And so when you see that big, small, medium, all types of companies are going through weirdness, it is helpful when you really think about it. It doesn't take away the feeling, but it is helpful. So remember that you're not alone in this and that everyone is dealing with it. And the other thing that kind of ties into this that I want you to remember is that entrepreneurship, and this is kind of a tough pill to swallow a little bit sometimes, that entrepreneurship is hard and will always be hard. Like you signed up for this version of hard. And the reason I say it's a tough pill to swallow is because of that last part. Like you signed up for this. Now we all choose our version of hard. Working for someone else is hard. Working for yourself is hard. We choose which hard we have. Some of you listening might be doing both at the same time. You're working for someone that you're really wishing you could go full-time in your business, and you're working for yourself, and that's really hard too. I'm not saying that this is easy. I'm saying we choose our hard. And so we have to remember in the tough times, okay, entrepreneurship is going to have ups and downs. I had a mentor tell me that when I first started my business. And dang it, I heard her, but I didn't hear her. You know, I heard the words and I thought, after I get through this initial hard, after I get it started, it'll be fine because at least something will be working and I'll have something. Well, every time you have a up and down in your business, it's like there's a new hard. There's a new challenge that you have. And so you have to think about that there's always going to be ups and downs and we have to learn how to weather them. And I'm saying this because it's hard for me every time too. This is not an easy thing, but I can get through the initial sting a little bit quicker. And I'm sure I'll get better and better with this with time. Is that when you know there's ups and downs, you know that this is a season, and that this too shall pass. And you have to say that about the good times too, because they're all going to pass and they're all going to come back. So we have to strengthen our muscle of navigating the tough time, which is what you're in right now. And the biggest thing that I want you to remember when it comes to strengthening that muscle is not taking it personally. This is so stinking hard. You are working on creating this amazing business and you are incredibly tied to it. However, just because something isn't working in your business does not mean you, my dear friend, are a failure. Please hear me when I say that. Just because something isn't working in your business does not mean that you are a failure. It means that you are trying. It means that you are doing brave things and you are doing so much to try and figure out why it's not working. We cannot control everything. And so there's a lot of factors in whatever's not working in your business right now that you can't control. So we have to remove the personal piece of it and not take it personally. Now, I know how hard this is because this is very difficult for me to do as well, but I've gotten so much better at this over the last 6+ years that I've been running this business. At first, when something didn't work, I was like, I suck. I never say that to myself anymore. I don't say I suck. I say, what the heck went wrong? How can I figure out how to not do that again? I've learned that it's not me personally. I mean, if it is, I hope I recognize it. But so far, it's like there was something that I could learn along the way and change it. It's not you personally. It's something that you tried and you're just trying. You're putting one foot in front of the other, which is amazing. So you have to remove yourself and think like, okay, it's not me as a person. It's me as a business that I really need to think about. So those are the three things I want you to remember. You're not alone. We're going to have ups and downs in entrepreneurship. And please don't take it personally. Do your best to remove that personal connection as much as you can. And now I'm going to break it down into first how to assess the situation. And then we're going to look at questions to ask yourself on how to move forward. I'm breaking it down into these two sections because it's really important to do this. If you are like me, this I laugh because this is it's silly when I say it. And you're probably just like me because all of my clients are this way. If you were like me, the last thing that you want to do when things are not working is to slow down to assess the situation. All I want to do is work harder, do more. Because in my mind, if I don't, things don't get fixed. If I do not start taking action right now, and when I say taking action, I mean taking 15 actions at one time, is like when things don't feel like they're working, my natural inclination is work more, work harder, push hard, do everything I can to make the needle move. Maybe you're not like this. If you are not like this, please know that is a gift and I want you to cherish it because if that is not your natural inclination, that's lovely because that is a better way of going about this. So we have to assess the situation first instead of just taking action because chances are we're going to take action towards something that's not going to actually move the needle forward. So the first thing you have to do is assess the situation, and there's two things I want you to do. The first one I've already alluded to, and which is the hardest thing for me to do, and I always have to be reminded for this. So here's my reminder to you, just like all of my friends, family, therapist, biz besties, everyone has to remind me of this because I definitely don't remember it on my own, which is stop. You have to stop and pause. Now, this is so hard. I just told you, like my instinct is to go hard, go quicker, move fast. And that's what I tend to do when I'm panicking is try and fix it as fast as possible. This is not the smartest decision. I've learned this the hard way and I'll be learning it for the rest of my life, but we have to stop. And what has really helped me is I think about this. I want you to think about being in a car and you're driving to who knows where, but you have your GPS on and it's telling you where to go. And all of a sudden, I don't know if you're like me, the GPS will say like, turn north. I have no idea which way is north. I need a left or a right, but the thing does not remember that I need this apparently. And so I obviously turn the wrong way every time. And so then I'm turned around. So you're in a car, you're going somewhere and you happen to turn the wrong way. And all of a sudden you are off track for where you were going. And the GPS is telling you 50 different things. Your mind is going crazy. There's cars going everywhere. It's a stressful situation. in that moment, the absolute best thing that you could do is turn the GPS off, get off of the highway or the road into a safe parking lot, and pause for a minute. Gather yourself and let that GPS recalibrate instead of trying to tell you to do 50 U-turns and confusing the heck out of you. The best thing you can do is stop and pause. And I know this when I'm driving, but I don't seem to remember it in business. I just continue that swirl of hearing all of those noises in my mind of, I've got to do this, and I've got to do this, and I've got to call this person, and I've got to do this. And you probably do the same. You have to stop, get off the highway, get into a safe parking lot and pause, recalibrate. And I hope that this is the reminder that you need today of, if you're in a tough season, you're listening to this podcast episode, this is the time to pause. Now, what this really means from a tactical perspective is, I would not suggest canceling things that you have on the books for if you're working with clients. I would not suggest doing that, because working with your clients and seeing your students, whomever you work with, that sort of thing is actually going to help you. So I would not suggest canceling things unless things are really, really rough and you need to do that for your mental health. But I would continue with who you have on the calendar now when you're working with people. But you don't have to do the rest of the stuff that you typically do. Pause everything else. Because when you can do that, you can then make smarter decisions. So during this pause, this might be a day, this might be a week, this might be an hour. I don't know how long it's going to be for you, but for me, it's typically a day or a few days that I need to pause things in terms of anything extra that I'm doing, not moving forward with any projects. I need to pause and see what I really need to do. I need to recalibrate. During that pause, I want you to check in with your mental health. So I have a great blog post for you. My friend Kendi, she is a therapist, a yoga teacher, an Ayurveda teacher, and she is fabulous. I am so lucky to call her one of my best friends. And she has a blog post about 7 questions to ask yourself to check in with your mental health. And so I'm going to list out her questions, but I'll link her blog post in the show notes, because it's a really helpful tool. The 7 questions, just go through and ask yourself these things to check in with how you are right now. 1, have I drank water? 2, have I been outside? 3, have I eaten? 4, have I had a regular bowel movement? 5, have I moved my body? 6, have I slept well and slept enough? 7 is, have I connected with someone or something I treasure? Fabulous questions, right? She goes on to say, if any of your answers are no, then that is your focus. If there are several, I recommend picking one to focus on for a week. From there, take small actions towards turning that no into a yes. Fabulous recommendation. These are great questions, because chances are, if you're stressed out, you're not sleeping well. So we got to get that on track. But there's a lot of other things here. Maybe you forgot to eat. Maybe you haven't been outside. Maybe you haven't slept well or connected with someone or drank water. All these things. So important to do these things and check in with yourself. And chances are you probably haven't done that because you're doing too many other things. So the first thing that you have to do is assess the situation. And in order to do that, you want to stop and pause and check in with your mental health. Hey there, I promised to get you back into the episode really soon, but I wanted to share a special message with you today. So maybe you're feeling like you've let yourself or others down because your business isn't performing like it has before, or you think it should be right now. I want you to know that you, my friend, are not alone. So many of my clients are feeling this way as well, but the clients who are still feeling proud of their businesses have 2 things in common. They've continued to make progress towards their goal, and their business is still profitable. So even if they aren't exactly where they wish they were, they are still proud because of these 2 things. I'm on a mission to help entrepreneurs build a profitable and productive business. And if you're looking to do this, I would absolutely love to support you. You can find all of the available options on my website at amandamckinney.com/work with me. But if you still aren't sure what option is best for you, or you just want to have a conversation, send me an email or a direct message on Instagram with the word support, and we can have a chat and see what will fit your needs the best. Okay, let's get back into the episode. So now that you've assessed the situation, now it's time to think about how to move forward. So you give yourself that space. Again, the space in which you give yourself can vary based on how stressed you are, what time limits you have, that sort of thing. But what you want to do is once you've done that, then I want you to ask yourself these 7 questions that I'm about to go through and really create a plan on how to move forward with incredible intention and focus. Because in a season when it feels like nothing is working and you're probably panicking and just trying to do all these things, doing a lot of different things is probably not going to move the needle forward in the way you want it to. So it's better to do less. All of this is actually thinking about doing less things, but with more focus and with more intention. Anytime I'm working with a client and they are seemingly super stressed or they tell me that they're really stressed about something, I take it down. We're going to do less. I'm going to give them less action items for the next week. We're going to really focus on what they can do. And oftentimes they're like, but that's not enough. What else can I be doing? And I'm like, no, we got to slow it down because less is more when we're really stressed out. And again, I have to remind myself of this. I am terrible at this. Anyone who's listening who knows me personally is like, Amanda, you are terrible at this. And that is correct. This is why I need a coach and I need the people on my support system to remind me of all of these things. So here are the 7 questions to ask yourself on how to move forward. Question number 1 is, who is 1 to 3 people that you can talk to honestly about this situation? And the reason that we need to do this is because you have to get out of your own mind. If we stay in our own mind when we are in the state of nothing is working, I suck, I'm a terrible business owner, this is all hard, I can't get through this. When we are in that situation, we are spinning things up in our mind that are not true, really blown out of proportion, and we need to get out of our own head. And so I want you to really think about who you can be honest with this. If you have a therapist, great. If you don't and you want to find one, please go do that. You can also talk to friends, family, biz besties, other people that you know and trust so that you can tell them, this is what's going on. I just need to work through this. And what I encourage you to do is take these next 6 questions to that person and be like, I need to work through this. I need to work through this. This would be really helpful if I can work through this with you, just so you can just ask me questions, reflect back what I'm sharing so that I can figure out a plan on how to move forward. This is something I really want you to do. So think about the people who you can really trust and take this to. Question number 2 is, what are your points of stress right now? Chances are the list is feeling so long. And I wish I could give you a hug right now, because if you're listening to this and you just felt that and you're like, there's too many to list, Amanda, just know that there have been so many times in my life and in my business and combined that it just felt like I have been getting hit from every angle and I don't know when the punches are going to stop. I understand. I am not trying to say that this is easy in any way, shape, or form, but what we have to do is acknowledge where the stress is coming from so that we can try and alleviate it. Because if you don't know, it's just going to get worse. And I speak from experience, because you just have to understand. This is something that a therapist is great with, is helping you understand, okay, these are all the points of stress and how can we work towards alleviating stress in all these areas. But the thing is that you can't fix everything at one time. Just like you can't do a lot in your business at one time, you have to really think about this. And so what I want you to do is think about where are your points of stress and think about, okay, if I work on this one, it's actually going to impact all of the others. And chances are they're all connected. Now, for this podcast, I am focused on business. So I'm going to focus on the business part. And chances are you're stressed about revenue. Most of the time when we have business stress, there is some form of connection to finances. Sometimes something's not working and you're like, no one's signing up for this thing or whatever it is, but it really comes down to money. I'm not getting enough people to sign up. I'm worried about not paying my bills. This is where the panic comes in. And so we have to identify, okay, that's the main stressor. And so that's what we're going to focus on for the rest of this podcast episode. But I want you to know, I know there's other things in your life going on too. So I'm not trying to say that's the only thing. I'm just focusing on that just for this podcast episode. So question number 3 is, what can I control in this situation? Because there's a lot more that you can't control. And there's not much we can do about the things we can't control. But that's where our mind starts to spin of like, but I need these people to sign up, but I need this, I need that. We need to recalibrate and understand, what can I control And so when it comes to focusing on business revenue, here's the deal. When we want more revenue, that is reliant on other people's actions. They have to decide to purchase something, and we cannot control that. But we can control some things that lead to that, but we can't control the actual action of them signing up or not signing up. We cannot do that. That is not in our control. It is someone else's decision as to what they're doing. What we can control, number one, is your actions. You can absolutely control what you work on and what your intention is. And I keep focusing on this because chances are you're trying to do too much that's not actually moving the needle forward. But if you can get very, very intentional with your actions and where you're spending your time and your energy, things can change pretty substantially if you recognize, okay, I can control my actions. The other thing is you can control your outlook. Now, this one's really hard. It seems like this one would be easier than actions, but it's not. What I want you to remember is that this is a hard season, and it's absolutely okay to be mad, to be pissed, to be sad, to be frustrated, to be annoyed. Any feeling that you have about this tough season is valid, 100%. I'm not telling you to not feel those things, but what I want you to do is think about this. When your mind tells you nothing is working, what I want you to think about is nothing seems to be working. So what can I learn from this experience? That simple shift is going to be a big difference. You can absolutely still feel like nothing seems to be working, 100%, because that's what it feels like right now. But if you can shift yourself to say, but what can I learn from this? Because I know I'm going to learn something. This is so annoying. I'm really pissed off, but what can I learn? All of that can be true. So I want you to shift your outlook to asking, what can I learn from this? Question number four is, what is working? Now you're probably thinking, Amanda, I'm listening to this podcast episode because I said nothing is working. But chances are something is working in your business. You just don't see it because you're not looking for it. You're seeing everything that's not working. So you have to ask yourself, what is working? Now, if you are working with clients currently, I want you to ask them why they keep working with you in the way that feels right to you. However you're working with them, ask them, why do you keep signing up? I'm just really curious. I've loved working with you. And what is keeping you coming back? What are you enjoying about this? How would you describe how we work together? All of these will lead to you understanding, number one, that you're helping people, and number two, what is working. Because chances are you think one thing, but they're actually seeing a result that you don't even see or that you're describing in a way. And so that can help you get more clients, but it'll also let you know what is working right now. Because what we need to know is what's working right now, because things shift over time. And so something that worked 6 months ago, a year ago, 3 years ago might not be working. And so something has to change. So you want to know what's working right now. Another thing to do is to look back at testimonials. And again, this could be from a while ago, but ask yourself, what have people said to me that has worked before? Because maybe you did something before that you've forgotten about, but you could offer again in your business because it worked before. Maybe you want to give it another shot because it could work again in this season. So looking back is really, really helpful. Asking past clients, checking in with people, this will be really helpful. But really recognizing what is working right now or has worked before when I've been in this situation is going to be remarkably helpful for you. Question number five is, what's realistically possible for you to do in the next few weeks based on what's working so that you can ease the stress that you're feeling? So what you want to do here is really narrow your focus. Big goals, thinking about annual goals, even 90-day goals, all of these are fantastic. But when you are panicking because nothing seems to be working, we got to take that time frame down. We need to think about next week. We need to think about tomorrow. We need to get very, very, very focused on intentional action because you are getting overwhelmed. You're stressed out about all of these things, and we have to take it down into what can we do right now? What's the next step that I can take that's intentional, that is going to be helpful, and it's going to get me to my goal? What can I do right now? And remember, less is more. Do not add too many things to your plate. I want you to think about what are the few things that you can do that will actually move the needle forward based on what's worked before and what has proven to give you results. What are your clients saying about you? How can you move the needle forward and ease the stress that you're feeling based on taking intentional and focused action? Question number six is the biggest one. So here's the question. How can you ensure accountability and support in this hard season? So remember, question number one was, who can you talk to honestly? And I want you to go and talk to that person and go through each of these questions with them. That's going to be the most helpful for you so that you can create a plan on how to move forward. But here's the kicker. Creating a plan is one step. Following through with that plan is a whole nother ballgame. And you need to have accountability. You need to have someone who is going to say, did you do what you said you were going to do? Did you stay focused? Because if you don't, you will feel like you're consistently failing in this tough season. It is going to be so hard to get out of the muck during this time. Talking to someone once is great, and I want you to do that. But having someone that you're like, can I check in with you every Wednesday? Can I check in with you every Monday, Friday, Saturday, whatever day it is? If you can check in with someone once a week, this is going to dramatically change how you can actually move things forward. And maybe you talk to them every day. I don't know, but at least once a week. And I want you to know this because tough seasons are the time when we are the meanest to ourselves. We are self-critical. We are really pushing things and not very nice to ourselves. And so we need to get out of our own head, get out of our own way. And by doing that, like the way to do that is by having someone to help you with accountability. In my opinion, there are two ways you can go about this. Of course, if you have a therapist, it's going to be helpful to have your therapist talking you through all of the feelings that are happening along the way, but chances are they're not necessarily your business accountability buddy. Great to have, awesome to have. I highly recommend everyone having a therapist, but they may not be the accountability buddy. If they are willing to do that, that's fantastic. That's a great thing. So maybe there are three options here. Your therapist could do it. If you ask them, like, hey, can I work through these questions? And then can I talk to you every week and share with you how I'm moving forward with things? The second option is a biz bestie. This is someone who also runs a business. So they understand entrepreneurship and the tough parts about it. And you can both check in with each other. This is a win-win situation because you find someone who's probably in a tough season too, or maybe they're not in a tough season, but they're willing to jump in with you. And you say, I really need some support with this. All I need to do is tell you what I'm going to do this week. And then at the end of the week, I need to tell you if I did it. This is what I have to do. And you both need to be committed to this because you're doing this out of the goodness of your heart. So you need to be committed or else you're going to be frustrated with the person. The third option is a coach. This is someone like myself. I do this for all the clients I've mentioned. I work with them on a weekly basis. And I check in with them every single week. And basically what I ask, they fill out a form every week. And I ask them, did you do what you said you were going to do? And we talk about it each and every week. And what I am doing is asking, did you stay focused? Did you do what you say you were going to do? And they move the needle forward on whatever goal that they're working towards. But here's the deal. When I work with people, life throws curveballs all the time. And so when they don't do what they said they were going to do, I ask why and what happened and what took you off track and what's going on. Because sometimes we have to shift the goal. Sometimes we have to change the plan, but sometimes we're just procrastinating. And sometimes we're just doing things because we're panic posting on Instagram. That was one person that she was like, Amanda, I'm panic posting on Instagram because things aren't working. And I recognize this. And I was like, this is perfect. That's not the answer. Let's stop panic posting, but let's figure out a plan of what actually to do. And we laughed about it because this is what we do when we're in a tough season. We do weird things like panic post on Instagram. Of like, I need to sell all these things. I don't know what to do. And so we really need someone to check in with us on a weekly basis. So find that person for you. Find the therapist, find the biz bestie, or find the coach that works for you. And if you're interested, you can absolutely reach out to me anytime. If you're curious about how I work with people and would like that, of course you can reach out. All the information is on my website for sure. And question number seven is, what do I want to remember about this tough season? Now, with this, what I want you to think about is your future self. I want you to think about, what do you want to remember about this season? And this one is really coming from a personal place. All of this really is, because I walk through this with myself and with my coaches too. But what I realized is that if I can think about my future self and set her up for success, I'm in a much better place. So what do I want to remember? What do you want to remember about this tough season? What are some affirmations? What are some words of wisdom that you want to tell your future self? Write it, journal it, put it somewhere that you'll remember where you put it, and keep it for the next time. because I guarantee you that this season will end, but I also guarantee you there's another tough season that's going to come your way. It's going to be different, but it's going to come your way. And so what do you want to remember? One of the things that I have told myself, and I am so glad that I recognized this early on, and it's something that I hope I always remember, and I'm not always great about doing it, but when I do, gosh, I'm so happy I did, is that one thing I've learned is that when things are good in business, I have less time, but I have more money. And when things are tough in business, I have less money and more time. So through learning this, what I realized is that if I was smart, which I've done many times and I love that I've done this now, is that when things are good in business and I have more money but less time, I buy myself a spa gift certificate so that I have it and I don't use it right then. Most people will buy it and or like book the day and enjoy the day, but it's too stressful for me because I have less time. Because when things are really good in business, I usually have a little bit less time. And so I don't use that gift certificate during that time. But when things are slow in business and I have more time and I actually need to slow down and take that time to assess and recalibrate and pause, a spa day is a really good opportunity for me to do, but I usually don't take that time. But when I have more time, I can actually take that day and go to the spa, but I would never spend the money. But because I bought the gift certificate, I don't have to spend the money because I already did. So it's really worked for me. So find whatever works for you. Take that idea and run with it if you like it, but find your own as well. Because what you have to do is think about what would be helpful for you the next time you're in this tough season. And again, this is really thinking about your future self. So be kind to the future self and do yourself a favor and figure that out. So now what we've looked at is how to assess the situation, which is pausing and checking in with your mental health, and then how to move forward. And it's asking yourself these 7 questions. And the biggest piece of the puzzle is finding someone that's going to support you in this. Please do not do this alone. If you do, you're going to spin all the thoughts. There's going to be a lot of spinning. There's going to be a lot of thoughts happening. And you're probably going to end up panic posting on Instagram like my client. So find someone, find a therapist, find a biz bestie, find a coach, find someone to help you go through this. And then have that person ask you each and every week, did you do what you said you were going to do? How are you doing this week? It's not to be mean or critical. It's to check in and help with accountability in a tough season so that you can stay focused and actually get through this tough season and learn all along the way. Because I promise you, dear friend, you will learn more from this season than any season of success. Because when we are really in a tough season and things aren't working, we're more likely to look back and ask ourselves, why? Why isn't it working? And digging into the details, and we will learn so much more. But it's helpful to have someone along on that journey with you so that they can ask the questions, oh, why did this work? Or how did that work for you? How did that feel? And when you think about talking through it with a friend, with a coach, with a therapist, you're going to learn even more. So remember to give yourself the space to assess the situation and then creating a very focused and intentional plan of moving forward. And until next time, give yourself permission to learn in the hard season and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you found it helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with someone else who could use it too. Sharing is caring, but it's also a huge boost to your accountability. Sharing this message and then talking about it will ensure that you actually take the action that was mentioned in this episode. Hello, accountability. There's nothing better than the feeling of actually following through, and I want that for you. So screenshot it, share it, and if you share it on Instagram, be sure to tag me at @TheAmandaMcKinney too. Until next time.